chayiv. So more is the kasha pshita, of course he's chayiv.
Kivon the yaskua, since the ganav took him out, so our kain malei b'shusayu, it's in his own rishus. L'chol mili, for all things, like he has a kinyan gzener on it now. Like Rashi says, Iko meshicha v'shina rishus, then the kinyan l'chol mili. The ganav is kinder completely. It's in his rishus right now. So of course he's chayiv if it does damage. So Mora says, like Tzricha, we're talking about like this, that the ganav did not make a meshicha. He did not grab a hold of the animal and pull him out. But just the komalei v'yapa, he just like guided him. He stood in front of him and stopped him from going this way, that way. He guided the shore to go out. And that's the chiddush. That even in such a case, still you're a ganav and you're chayiv. He heard the Yom HaRav, like Rabbi said, Omer Rav Masna, the name of Rav Masna, Omer Rav, the name of Rav. That Hamai mid behemas chaveroi, al komas chaveroi. If you take your animal and you put him on top of your friend's wheat, al komas chaveroi, the tfua by your friend, and your animal eats it up, chayiv. You should know you're chayiv. Fred Gemara Maimed, if you mamish pick up the animal and hold him and bring him there, pshit, of course you're chayiv. Avadi, you're a mazik now. Your mamish taking him with your hands, and your mamish making the animal eat up the person's food, of course you're a mazik, of course you're chayiv. So on this, Rabbi said, Lo tzricha, the chiddush over here is, Dekom lo viapo. We're talking about not that you grabbed the animal, just that you stood in front of him or on the side of him, and you guided him to go to your friend's field. V'hir yechayiv. Omulay Abaye l'Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Hekesha martalon v'listim nami te'akishu. So Rashi says, Hekesha v'makala martalon. You told us the case is that the guy took a stick and hit the animal with a stick. That's the case that is chayiv. Because maimid doesn't mean you picked up the animal, you made a meshicha, and your mamish put him there, but just you hit the animal with a stick, and that made him go out. So I'll tell you, v'listir maimid ekisha. The same thing our Mishnah also. We're talking about that the ganif, not that he mamish led the animal, made a real kinya meshicha, that's pshita. Here the case is the ganif came in with a stick and just hit the animal, and that made the animal go out. So Rashi says, V'yashmina maslis, the Mishnah teaches us, Tehekesha b'makil zuhi mishicha. That's a chiddush. That's also considered like you have a kinyan gzela, and therefore now this animal is in your rishus, so if it goes out and does damage, you have to pay for it. That's the chiddush over here. Tehekesha b'makil zuhi mishicha. Then the Gemara says, Mosra l'roya nichna saroya tachtav. That if the Bailam gives it over to a roi, he gives it over to a shepherd. So the shepherd takes over, he's achroi for it now. Amri the Gemara says, Tachtav the man. Who does the watchman here, the shepherd, take over? Who is he instead of? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Tachtav the Baal Behema, he's instead of the owner of the Behema. Like, what happened here? Reuven owns his shore. And he gave it over now to a shepherd to watch it for him. So now that the Shoiner takes over the place of the owner, for the Gemara Tanina Chod Zimna, we learned this already. We had this Gemara already before. We had before Mos Roy L'Shoy Mechinim. If the owner gives over his shore either to a Shoy Mechinim, to a watchman for free, or else L'Shoy, or somebody wants to borrow it from you, L'Noy Say Socher, if you pay the person, or L'Seicher, somebody rents it from you, so if you give it over to any one of these four Shoyrim, the Locher is Kulon Nichnesu Tachas Abaylam. So you all take over the place of the owner, and if the animal does damage now, and the shomer was a pesheya, he's chayiv, he has to pay for the damage. Says, so what do you have to tell me here, pshita? Ela rather like this, tachtav the shomer. We're talking about not that the owner had his ox, but the owner already gave over his ox to a shomer. A shomer is supposed to watch it. And now the shomer gives over the watch to the shepherd. That's the chiddush over here. That still the roya takes over the place of the shomer. And Rashi says, El tacht of the shomer, vochi mashma, mosra shomer l'roya. If the shomer, the first watchman, gave it over to a second watchman, nichnas l'roya tacht, the second one takes over. The yazli bailim u'mishtoy dina b'hadi sheni, v'rishim astalik. The first shomer has the right to say, I'm free. I gave over the ox to a shepherd to watch. Sam potter. If any damage happens now, the owner has to go straight to the roya. That's the chiddush over here. Sumar says, Ela tachtav v'shoimer. V'shoimer kam la'iftel ele gamri. And the first shoimer is potter completely. Like the shoimer gave it over to a shepherd. He gave it over to the second one to watch.
So the second one is achroi, he has to take over. It's upon him the obligation to watch it. And the first one is free. So the Mara says, if so, lema, let's say to have it to the Rava. Let's say there should be a kasha and Rava. The Yama Rava says that shomer shemosel shomer chayiv. If one shomer, like the owner, gave it to you to watch it, and now you take it and give it over to a second shomer, you have no right to do that. And therefore, if anything happens to it, the first shomer is chayiv. The first shomer has no right to give it over to somebody else. You're chayiv. And Rashi says, afilu b'yaintzin. The Yomalei Mafkid, the first owner, has a right to say, At mehemtesli b'shavua. You I trust with the shavua. You I let have. But Iyu, the second person that you gave it to, le mehemtesli b'shavua. I don't believe him, even if he swears to me. So I don't want him to hold it. Maybe he's a pashaya and he'll swear that it was an honest. I don't believe him. This is the Gemara we had in the Machlekes, the Gemara Mafkid, the Perek and Bab Messiah. Since so, the Chura al Mishnah should be a Kashan Rava then. Here you're telling me when the Shomer gives it over to the Roya. The first Shomer is Potter, and their Rava says no. Their Rava says Shomer, Shemosh, Shomer is Chayiv. So, my answer is, Omalach Rava says no. My Mosul Roya, you know what al Mishnah means? You gave it over to the Roya, Le Bazile. You gave it over to his Talmud. Rashi says the Talmidai. That the Shomer gave it over to his own Talmud. Like somebody he was teaching how to be a shepherd, how to watch animals. Says so the urche de roya la mimsa le bazile. It's a normal thing that the first shomer like will give it over to his talmidim. So therefore, when the owner gives it to the first shomer to watch, it's like understood that this shomer, this roya, has a right to give it to his talmidim. So that's why Mishnah says the chiddush that the second one takes solo for the first one, and the first one is taught there even according to Rava. Ikad the Amri, some say like this. Ikad the Amri, me diktani, since we learn Masra la Raya, you gave it over to a Raya. For like Kitani, we did not learn Masra la Yachar, gave it over to somebody else. So Shema Amina, from here it's a proof. My Masra la Raya means Masa Raya la Bazile. The Urcha de Raya, la Mimsa la Bazile. It's a proof like this. Since the Mishnah does not say Masra la Raya, it says Masra la Raya, and it does not say Masra la Yachar, so what's the Sedafka the Raya for? It means we're talking about the first one is already a Raya, and he's giving it over to his own Tamidim. So that's the Yurche, the Raya Lamesla Bazila, that's why he's Potter. Ah, Voliachaloi. But true, Basmashma, if the Shema would give it over to a second Shema, to somebody else that's not his Talmud, so what do you want to tell me then, Loi, that he'll be Chayiv? If so, Lema Mesana La Rava, then our Mishnah should be approved to Rava. The Yama Rava, the Rava Taka says, that Shema Shemosa L'Shema Chayiv. Sumar says, no, Amri, I'll tell you a lie. Dilma Ucha de Musa Katani V'Wadin L'Yachar. You don't have 100% proof from our Mishnah. True, the Mishnah is Mashma, that he gave it over to his Talmud, but it could be because that's the normal case. That's why it says it's Potter. But maybe the same halacha would apply if this Shema gives it to a second Shema, maybe the first Shema is also Potter. It could be the halacha is, Shema Shemosa L'Shema, still Yepotter, the first one. Because the Mainz, he gave it over to a Bardas. He gave it over to somebody else that has Achrayas, could take care of it. Therefore, the first one is Potter. The Mara says like this. Itma we learned. Shomer Aveda. What's the halacha a person finds in Aveda? He finds something that somebody lost. He finds in Rishus Rabim. But Mokim, let's say, Rova, Yidin, are Jews. So he has a mitzvah, Hashavas Aveda. You have to pick it up and you have to watch it. You have to watch it, take it home, and keep it and watch it until the owner comes and asks for it. So what type of halacha do you have when you're watching the Aveda? Shomer Aveda. Rashi says, Shomer Aveda. Hichnis Aveda, Aveda's Chaver L'Beisoi. Could you still, the Pasuk says, V'yosavto Yalbeis Pesecho. El Teich Pesecho. If you find something in the street, you're supposed to take it home to your house. So when you take it home, you become a Shomer on it. What halacha do you have? So Rav Amar Rabbi says, Kishomer Chinam Domi. You're only like a shemachinim, you're not getting paid for it. Therefore, if a ganef steals it, you're potter. Rav Yosef Amanok is shemachadami. It's as if you're getting paid for watching it. And therefore, you'll be chayef the ganef of Yaveda. What's the machlokes? Rav Amanok is shemachinim dami. Rav says a shemer Aveda. Has the love like a shemachinim? Why? Because mahanokomotele. What kind of enjoyment is he getting? He's not getting any pay. That's the poshet. He's not getting paid for it. He's doing a mitzvah. But Chab HaYamalek is not getting paid for it right now. Says so, he's only called the Shemachinim. He has no special enjoyment from it. However, Rabbi Yosef says no. Kishayna sachadam, he's not like a shayna sacha. Why? First of all, tahi hano, with this enjoyment, to loiboyi lemeisvele riftalianya, he does not have to give bread now to an oni. There the klal is, oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. The Rashi says, mi velechtucha baderech nafum sechta sukkah. So therefore, when you're being oisik in this aveda, if an oni comes to you and says he needs tzedakah, you're potter. You don't have to give him the tzedakah. So it comes out, you save the money of the tzedakah. So that's the enjoyment you get here. That's called truth to the Rav Yosef. So Shiloh, that shchiach, some place the Gemara says, the other man the Yom holds, truth to the Rav Yosef is like shchiach. It doesn't happen too often. Punkt at the time when you're working with the aveda, an oni would come. Because that's tzedakah. Oisik the mitzvah only means like with a case where you come out, can't do both mitzvahs. In other words, you're working now, taking care of the aveda, you can't give tzedakah. But avada, once you bring it home and put it down, and you're not taking care of it, then you'll have to do tzedakah, even though you're still doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But it only means when you're actually working with the mitzvah. Right? That's Rabbi Yosef's Chiddush, that even though it doesn't happen that often, still it could come that you'll have enjoyment from this mitzvah, therefore you call the Shema Sacha right now. Some explain it like this. Rabbi Yosef Amr, we know what the time of Rabbi Yosef is. Why is the Shema Aveda called like a Shema Sacha? Rabbi Yosef Amr, the Shema Sacha Dami, Kivon de Rachmona Shibdei, since the Torah appointed you to be the Shema Aveda, Bar Koche, by force, Hilkak Hashem Asakadami, because of Svara. If the Torah appointed you now to take care of it, the Torah wants you to watch it good. The Torah put it like into your Shus Bakorchein. Therefore, even though maybe you have no enjoyment from it, still you consider it like Hashem Asakadami. In other words, it's a Svara. If the Torah told you, pick up the Aveda and watch it until the owner comes, you have to have a good Shemira. And that you'll be Chayef for the name of the Aveda, you have a Lach like Hashem Asakadami. Svara says, no, Eisvei, Elis Akasha. Eisvei Rabbi Yosef L'Rabba. Rabbi Yosef that says he's like a Shema Sacha, asked the Kasha according to Rabba that holds the Shema Raveh is only like a Shema Chinadami. What was his Kasha?